And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison with Mel's Tire. Get an instant $50 rebate on any set of four Yokohama tires throughout the month of November. There's not the hassle of mailing anything in or going online. You get $50 off at the time of purchase. Whether you need rugged tires for off-road driving or something smooth for the highway, Yokohama Geolander XAT or the Geolander HT is the perfect tire for you. And while you're here, let our certified staff handle any repairs you may need. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive. It's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy you're with us on this day before Thanksgiving, on Wednesday, November 23rd. Cloudy with a little bit of fog and some mist in some areas out there this morning, 36 degrees. And we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Wednesday by Flint Hills Technical College Annual Alumni Fund Coordinator, Karis Williams, in to talk about Giving Tuesday. Karis, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm well. Thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing all right here so far. So is the campus pretty quiet here the next few days?
Yes, and for those of us who were there yesterday and Monday, it was very quiet.
Well, Karis is in to talk about Giving Tuesday, which is becoming a rather big day for, you're looking at education and specifically nonprofit organizations here. So Karis, talk a little bit about, maybe before we talk about your Giving Tuesday efforts for next week, talk a little bit about your role here with Flint Hills Technical College and really what you're responsible for here for the college when it comes to the funding and the giving processes.
Sure. I started in July. I took over for Andrea, who's now teaching. Basically, I am here to engage our alumni and even our students while they're on campus so that when they are placed with our industry partners, across town and even a little further, we can have that relationship with them and really just do good things in our community, give back to our students, our current students. We just want them to feel engaged with our college. We don't have, sports and those events, so it's kind of my job to engage our students and engage our alumni so that they have a relationship with us going forward.
Karis, do you have a lot of funding avenues for alumni and even the general public to kind of pick from? Do you have options?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have definitely like our Student Crisis Relief Fund. We have our newest initiative, the Wrangler Ranch, that Brenda put together, which has done some pretty awesome things for our students. Those are kind of ways we give back to our students. We have, scholarship opportunities. We definitely can give back to our programs, directly. So if you just decided to give to the welding program for equipment or supplies or any of our programs, you can do that. In our website, you can choose how you want to give back. You can, there are options as to how you want to give to our institution.
Karis, so when you're looking at things, how has, I think really this has become a more public focus last 3 years or so, and understand that you basically have been on here for the last several months. And what has the reaction been here when you put out the asks and say, hey, look, we have our students doing great things. We can, demonstrate that for you. They're helping our community. What's the reaction that you're getting either at, say, like the individual level or maybe even the business level?
Well, honestly, really, really good. We've had some awesome things in the news for our institution even since I've been there in July. Our teachers are winning awards. Our students are putting on events like The Cut, proving what they can do. And it's just a really good feeling to be a part of it. And people, I think, are really reacting positively. We've had some awesome feedback about, the newest event, the Wrangler Family Fun Festival. We've had just really positive feedback and news just even in the last few months. And I think we're going in a great direction. We've got some great leadership and it's just a really great to be a part of, to be honest.
Flint Hills Technical College, Karis Williams with us here on our primetime newsmaker Wednesday morning. It is 7:27 with 36 degrees. Well, Giving Tuesday is this Tuesday, Karis, and what do you have lined up?
Well, we are participating in Giving Tuesday. We've got a matching donor of up to $3,000. So every dollar you give, up to $3,000 will be matched. And that is pretty awesome. So anything counts and helps, definitely. We're giving, we're raising for our Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund, which this year alone, or semester, I'm sorry, since August, we have helped 7 students with this fund. And it goes directly, it's an emergency fund, especially this time of year. You know, we've still got students applying. It's just tough out there for everybody, I feel like. And for us to be able to help, like, these students directly stay in school because of these funds, it's that's also a really good feeling. And, you know, in order to do that, we've got to keep raising money. We're giving it away, which is awesome. But that means we've got to keep asking for it.
Yeah, sure.
So, it goes directly to the student. It's something that they get to use immediately to fund an emergency need that they did not see coming. And in some instances, especially this semester, it's allowed them to stay in the program that they're currently in. So it's been pretty cool to see.
And it sounds like, you know, this is clearly a departure from when I went through school in the late 80s and, you know, mid 90s, I guess you could say, when basically you were there
a long time.
Yeah, I know. I really dated myself. But basically the thought process, and I think a lot of people listening understand this, is you went in and you were basically expected to float your way regardless of what came your way. And, you know, I think for Flint Hills Technical College and, you know, Emporia State University and others here across the state to recognize that sometimes that, you know, you budget things out and things show up that ain't in the budget, you know, to have something like this, it really helps them short term. But the way it sounds, Karis, it also helps them long term as well.
It does. You know, anytime these students can finish this program that they're in, it's going to set them up for a great future. And, you know, these funds help them do that directly when they might not the opportunity otherwise.
Indeed. So how can we donate on Giving Tuesday to get our money matched for FHTC?
Okay, so if you go to our foundation page, it's fhtc.edu/foundation, and you just scroll down to about the middle of the page, and there's a button for the Giving Tuesday Wrangler Crisis Relief Fund, and you click that button, and it'll take you to exactly where you need to be in order to...
FHTC.edu.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds good. Karis, are we missing anything? That's pretty much all we had to ask you here this morning.
I don't think so. I'm bad at thinking of things off the top of my head, so...
Hey, you did all right. That's good. And, you know, we'll definitely get the word out here, too. So, and anything else that you've got going here for the Wrangler Relief Fund, the Wrangler Food Pantry, please let us know, because we're happy to get the word out.
Sure. We really appreciate it. And,
Thank you, Karis.
Thanks, Karis. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You guys, too. Have a great day.
Yeah, Flint Hills Technical College Annual Alumni Fund Coordinator Karis Williams talking about a big Giving Tuesday matching dollar donation event happening at FHTC. So log on to fhtc.edu.
All right. Now, I want to let you know, as I make a quick change here in the Live at Local calendar, that